This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good Wednesday afternoon, and welcome into Grant and Danny. It's July 23rd, 2025, and you are listening live to The Fan. We've got Wiz Khalifa tickets for somebody. You better be listening at 5 to win those. Danny, how are you this afternoon?
I am very well, my friend. That was a crisp Nationals game. They should never play day games.
Moved quickly. Yeah. Thank God for the pitch clock. We are here. We're going to have 3.5 hours of radio up until 6:30 with you today on The Fan. It's been a busy day for your guy. Went out to training camp this morning. Dan Quinn spoke at 8:30 to get things started. Practice at 9 a.m. under the bright sun, although it was way more comfortable in Ashburn than it typically is. In late July, I will say, probably 10 degrees cooler than it's going to be at some point during camp in the next week or two. But camp practice number one in the books, so got some observations we can drop throughout the show on that, having been out there. And then we had Nats postgame moments ago as well. So the old DC double dip today with the Commanders and the Nationals. We'll let you know that you'll hear from new Commander safety Will Harris, who's expected to start opposite Quan Martin in the back end at 3:45 coming up. I caught up with him at training camp. I really like him. As a player, we're going to find out. He's a thumper. He's one of the most physical players in the league. He's known for kind of bringing the wood. And we'll see how he handles being in space as the year goes on. Quan Martin's going to do more of that anyway. He's supposed to be the Jeremy Chinn replacement. But you've got to do both anymore.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. When I was a kid, like, the free safety was always the guy in coverage. The strong safety was basically an extra linebacker. And it was just, those were the roles. Don't ask the other one to do the other thing. That's not the case anymore. But Will Harris, just from an interview standpoint, I think people will really like him when they hear the conversation. Just a really decent dude who gave great answers. So excited to play that.
That's neat. Yeah, I mean, you could see he sort of fits the bill, right? You want your stars, and you need them, right? They drive the engine. You go as far as Jaden Daniels and McLaurin, who we'll talk about, of course, and you know some of your other stars are going to take you. But that's what they, when they talk about the name of the football team and they're identifying players that fit that, that's one of those dudes, I get the sense. Like, they liked him. They know he's going to come in, not seek the spotlight, is a worker, will do everything he's asked at all times. Sort of the Jeremy Reeves school of footballing, and it sounds like that's the kind of guy he is.
The other player interview we've got today from training camp that I grabbed after practice is second-year linebacker Jordan McGee, who looked good on the practice field, and I'm going to keep beating this drum. Eventually, I'll be proven loud right or loud wrong. But I think I'm going to be right. I think he's going to play a bunch at linebacker this year. Not only are they going to use three linebackers on the field more often, because Frankie Louvu is going to be used as a pass rusher, but I think based on just how he's elevated his game, he is quicker, he is more athletic. He told me he worked on his mobility. You guys will hear the conversation. He can run. He's physical. They really, really liked him. This group drafted him last year in the mid-rounds, thinking he could work his way into playing extensively. You still got Bobby Wagner, who's going to play almost every down. You still got Frankie Louvu, who's one of the better players on your defense. More often than not, you use two linebackers at a time. But, you know, my prediction is a lot of Louvu coming off the edge, a lot of Louvu as a pass rusher. The beneficiary might be Jordan McGee. And so Caught up with him. I had not talked to him since right after he was drafted, I don't think. You and I had him on the show. But you want to talk again about just a good interview, good kid, easy guy to root for. People are going to dig that. You'll hear that conversation at 6 o'clock coming up on The Fan today. So excited about that. And speaking of interviews, Danny, we've got council member Kenyon McDuffie stopping by at 5. Big time news on the stadium front while I was at practice that broke this morning.
It sounds like, and again, I have too much time in and around D.C. This is a very promising step. So Mark Seagrave reports that D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, who we had on very recently, is basically on the verge of announcing a deal between he and the commanders with some tweaks to some of the legislation, and there will be a vote happening ASAP. So we'll ask Councilmember McDuffie about that.
Should I be mad at Phil Mendelson, who was on our show yesterday, and I asked him point blank if the commanders are giving in on any of his demands, and he acted like it was the worst question anyone's ever asked. Mm-hmm. And then today, Mark Seagraves is told that Mendelson's got to deal with the commanders because they gave in on some of his demands and that a vote could be coming very soon. He was just on the show yesterday.
He was on the show.
We asked him about this yesterday. I think I should probably not be mad. I'm just going to choose to be very happy. But this sounds like a huge deal.
It's a pretty big step forward, right?
I've been hiding under my bed because there's a bad guy in my house, which is to say that whether it was the president's tweets or the D.C. City Council is the bad guy before that, just not making enough moves, not having enough progress for my excitement, I've been hiding under the bed just waiting for the other shoe to drop that something terrible is going to happen and I'm not going to get my stadium in D.C. This, to me, is the equivalent of now a police officer getting to my home and saying, Grant, it's okay. You can come out now. You can come out now. Now, I'm afraid to come out because it could be a bad guy fooling me. There could be another tweet coming from Trump. He could still slam down his hammer and say, this isn't happening. There could be something else that goes down that ends up derailing this whole thing. And as you said, forget the federal involvement. The D.C. City Council's got a pretty good track record of just screwing some things up, too.
This is Washington, D.C. Again, there you have eggs. Please don't start counting chickens. This is good. And this is a positive development.
But
right?
How should I read this other than it's over, pretty much? That there's a deal in place, and that if you're about to vote, it means you got some yeses. Again, this is the exact tweet. Sources from Mark Seagraves, NBC4. Chairman Mendelson close to announcing a deal with commanders that's going to change some of the financial terms of Mayor Bowser's original deal. Meaning, they caved on some of the things and gave in to what the council wanted on some things. Goes on to say, it will open the door for the council to vote within days after the public hearings, which is coming up next week, 28th, 29th. That is an early August vote. If so facto, the vote would be yes because the terms have changed. That's what this is saying.
That's what it is saying. This is now, but again, you underestimate the D.C. City Council and you underestimate D.C. Everybody's in lockstep, right? 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 It's time to vote. Here comes my, everyone's paying attention to us now, grandstanding moment from, name that council member. If we're doing this, then I demand this, which was never discussed or something to that effect. Again, it's my Linda Kropp corollary. I don't mean to pick on her. I'm just simply saying that's what happened when Nats Park was about to be announced. Everyone's in agreement, right? 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 Show of hands. I'll say, all right, cool. We'll do the big public thing. And then she made a big, hey, look at me, because she was angling, I think, to run for mayor at some point. Who knows what's the ambitions of some of the folks that are in this room. But yes.
You only need 7, though.
Yeah. This is as promising as you could get.
I already had 4.
In terms of a stadium deal getting done. And it seems like concessions were made. Again, I'm trying to read between the lines here, but one of the big sticking points, I think, for a lot of folks was we understand that the football team is putting up a ton of money, and you should try to get your money back. That's business. That's normal. How can D.C. get zero tax revenue? There's zero from the parking structure. Zero, you're paying $1 a year in rent for however many years. All the taxes and things aren't going back to us at all. They're going to you. You should get a lion's share. How are we getting nothing? And it seems like now that's changed according to what folks are saying about this.
Yeah, a lot of this was always the, there were things they were going to move on pretty clearly. When I talked to the team as recently as a few weeks ago, and I brought up some of the things just, not like they didn't already know this. They're having a lot of nice dinners and a lot of conversations with the city council. But the conversations we've had, I said, here's a sticking point. They go, yeah, we could probably work something out there. Here's a sticking point. And they go, well, that one, we're not as excited to have to move on. Well, what about this? And they went, yeah, we could definitely figure out a way to maybe have some employees there, whatever it might be.
Right.
But we'll get back into the stadium. Kenyon McDuffie, who's been a yes on the stadium since day one of the press conference, joins us at 5 o'clock on Grant and Danny. But let's get into football, because Dan Quinn was at the mic today, press conference to kick off training camp. He speaks before practice. This is strategically brilliant. The reason for this could be that his schedule doesn't allow for him to speak after practice. But from a PR standpoint, this is like textbook, because he never has to comment on a potential injury at practice, anything that happened at practice until the next day. Whereas a lot of teams, and for years when I covered this club, you know, the coach would talk after practice, and it was just way better for the fans, for the media, for the actual dissemination of information on the team. But he talks whatever yesterday's news was, gets asked. So today that was Terry McLaurin. And then you're kind of at practice, and you don't get to see him or talk to him again until 24 hours later. But because we had not heard any comments from DQ yet, we got his first public comments on the Terry McLaurin holdout, which officially began today. And this is what the head coach of the Commanders had to say.
No, I certainly don't need to reach out, I mean, to anybody else. And it's part of, you know, the business of the NFL. And, you know, I don't judge it or get too worked up about it. I know Adam and his team are, they're working as hard as they can, you know, with Terry. And so the best thing I can do, honestly, in this space is, like, put all the attention and the focus to go doing what it, like, we love them. So I know they're working really hard to go do that. But it's part of the business of our league. And this happens on teams all over. And so the longer you've been in it, the more you recognize that's.
So that's a little bit more along the lines of what I wanted to hear from Dan Quinn. From Peters. And Dan Quinn kind of hit more of the notes. The only thing he didn't do, and I understand strategically why they wouldn't, but he didn't, and Peters didn't, use the certainty that I'm looking for to kind of calm everybody down and say, relax, this is just the business of football. You heard him say that. Every team goes through this with players all the time. You heard him say that. Then the last part would have been, we're going to work this out. He wants to be here. We want him here. He's going to be a Commander for life. R-E-L-A-X. The last part is what you have not heard, and I can understand why they don't want to go that far. I was just very observant to see if we got that from Adam Peters, and right, we didn't. But what you didn't get from Peters that you got from Quinn was the idea of how normal this is. I think Peters was careful not to say that, because you don't want people to say, well, this isn't a normal situation. This is your franchise player. This is not some, you know, defensive end who's a couple of years in or whatever. But Quinn basically said, I think it was just his way of downplaying it. Guys, this is just a negotiation. This is how the sausage gets made. We love him. And Adam's working really hard. As always, I thought he did a nice job with the question.
Agreed, yeah. And his version of that PR statement that you're talking about, right? To me, I thought it was perfect. Except for the thing I'd love to hear is, this is done in a matter of seconds, you know, be patient. But you can't really go there. I was looking for that as well. But yeah, I mean, this to me is how I feel, right, in general. I'm going, I'm still not worked up yet. I know a lot of people are, and I got friends texting, emailing, whatever, saying, I can't believe they're doing this to Terry. It's Terry. It's our special little Terry. And that's kind of the sentiment out there, right? But to me, this is, we're not used to dealing with this. In San Francisco, they have to do it every year, whether it's Trent Williams or Nick Bosa or Brandon Ayuk or Brock Purdy or whoever. They have a lot of guys that are good players that have been in their system and scheme and have to be paid, compensated well, because they've performed really well. We're not used to this around here. We've gone a long time between really having to buckle down and do this, and it was Terry that was the most recent time. It's him again. So I think this is different for us, but this, to me, is just the business of the NFL is happening, and if it goes south and he now starts missing stuff, I'll change my tune. But that kind of, Dan Quinn sort of spoke for me, I think, today up there at the podium. Everybody wants the same thing. Terry to play football this year for Washington, and then for some time after, how long? Great question. For how much money? Great question. I think that's why we're here.
Next, Adam Peters says that the Commanders are better than they were a year ago, that the roster is better than it was last season when the team won 12 regular season games. Do we agree with that? Plus, one of the rookies stood out to me today at practice being out in Ashburn. I'm going to tell you who as soon as we return. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
Tommy, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We've got Will Harris, the new commander safety, joining us at 3:45. Jordan McGee, second-year linebacker, drafted in the fifth round last year. Chance to play a bunch this season defensively if they use Frankie Louvu as a pass rusher more often. He'll be on the show today at 6, and there's some reports circulating that the D.C. City Council and the Commanders may have struck a chord on a deal with some changed terms. Could lead to a vote as soon as the next couple of weeks. Kenyon McDuffie, who's been a yes on the stadium all along, is going to stop by. The D.C. Council member is with us at 5 o'clock today. That's when we're giving away Wiz Khalifa tickets. But, Danny, I wanted to get into Adam Peters' comments yesterday. He was asked about the roster, asked to juxtapose what they are as a group right now to 1 year ago at this time, and he thinks the club is better.
I mean, I'd like to think we're better. You know, I would, but really just it was cool to see the players that we hadn't been with last year get so much better and get so much closer last year and work together, and then all the players that we drafted get so much better, and then bringing in a lot of guys from, you know, through trades or free agency this year and see how those guys mesh together too. So really impressed with the job that DQ's done and bringing everybody together. I think that's probably the coolest thing. And from year zero to year one and then year one to year two, continuing that. So I think, you know, I think we have a better roster. You know, that doesn't always mean you're going to have more or less wins, but certainly really excited about the group that we have together, not just the talent, but just the people.
I think that last part's really important.
Yeah.
They can be more talented and not win as many games, just from the sheer standpoint of you play better quarterbacks or you play better offenses, or in this case specifically, your schedule is much harder. You could be the exact same level of talented and have fewer wins. You could be a little more talented and have lesser wins and successes. And so I think that was a good point that he made. But the idea of them being better on paper, they've had a draft class, they've had a free agency, they did lose some key players, John Allen notably on the defensive line among them. But I actually posted this on Twitter, and I asked it just as a yes or no, and we're going to do the same thing today as our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account, so you can go vote. Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Do you agree with Peters that the team is better, that the roster is better? 93% of people that voted on my poll said that they're a better team than they were a year ago. 93%.
It's pretty overwhelming. Hard to get people to agree 93% of the time on anything. That's pretty amazing.
I mean, should it be that much of a slam dunk? Is it that obvious?
I don't think so. And they're better in a lot in spots. And I don't know that they're better in other spots. And in fact, they may be worse. So the way I think about building a team is like you're playing a strategy defense game, or like a castle game or chess or something like that. And you allocate resources wherever you are more important. Like, it's more important to have a great, you know, offensive line, or in this case, like a great moat, than it is to have like a nice bed sheet in one of the rooms. So like the it's better to have a great defensive line than it is to have a great punter. I mean, that sort of stuff, right? The way you allocate your resources. So their most important thing this offseason was to improve the offensive line. You could tell because they did that. They used their first round pick on it. They swung the huge trade for Laremy Tunsil, and all of a sudden you have three guys at new positions right away, and you've upgraded that offensive line massively. That was their biggest order of import. They used huge amounts of their allocated spending, draft picks, etc., on that. Then they kind of swapped out things defensively. What I mean is they didn't go big game hunting. They didn't go for a huge name cornerback in the offseason. They got Marshon Lattimore, kind of inherited from last year. But they didn't go big game hunting on a defensive line spot. They didn't use a first-round pick or a second-round pick on a potential star pass rusher or something like that. They kind of swapped out a John Allen for a Javon Kinlaw, and then they swapped out this guy for and all of a sudden, I don't know that they're better at, say, safety. I don't know that they're better at defensive line. I don't know that they're better at running back. They're better, I think, at wide out with Deebo Samuel, and presuming Terry McLaurin comes back, that's improved. So his touches that used to be Olamide Zaccheaus's and Jamison Crowder's and Dalmy Brown's are now Deebo Samuel's. I'll take that every time, please and thank you. Whatever version of Deebo Samuel I get, it's better than what I had. I don't know that they're overall better, though. I think for every plus one, you meant maybe minus one half or minus one in a different spot.
I think there's a lot more areas on the roster when you go through it where they have improved than where they took a step back. So I will say that they're better on paper. Even the subtle things we don't talk a lot about, like being at training camp today, watching Matt Gay kick, and he was perfect. He's an NFL kicker. He's really good. He's been good for many years. I don't think they're going to have a kicking problem all season long. They went through kickers like we changed underwear last year.
They did.
That's not something you think a lot about, but it's pretty important. Mm-hmm. You're going to be really good at place kicking. You're going to be very good at punting. You know, long snapping was not an issue last season after they went and actually addressed the position. They didn't do it, by the way, by trading up in the draft, which is an important clarification. Mm. Some staffs think that you should trade up in the draft to upgrade at long snap.
And those staffs are not employed.
But if you go through it, quarterback should be better. I mean, Daniels, year one to year two, there's no reason that he can't be better. I'm not saying he's going to play as well as he did last year. But my big question there is, he played in 17 games last year. You taking that bet right now? I would not. I hope he stays healthy. I hope he plays 14, 15, 16. And it's not, you know, 7, 8, 9 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest stories in training camp last year, this time 1 year ago, was the durability of Jaden Daniels. And he got through a season where he played in every single game. And I think, for the most part, people have kind of moved on and feel like that's old news. And, you know, that narrative needs to be washed away. I'm not quite ready to do that. He should have missed 3 weeks to a month with a broken rib. He played through it. Didn't play at the normal level. But he played in every single game. But there were times where he got banged up, or he took a shot, or, you know, that's a blue tent, and maybe you're out for the rest of the game next time. I mean, it's very, very, the margin there is very, very small. But I'll say that at quarterback, theoretically, they're better because I think Josh Johnson, if he's their third QB, is better than Driscoll was. O-line, they're obviously a lot better. Wide receiver, this second right now, they're way, 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 way worse because there's no Terry McLaurin. But assuming he's under contract, he's going to play. When he shows back up, they're better because of Deebo Samuel. Running back is stagnant. You could make the case maybe is a little bit worse. Chris Rodriguez, by the way, looks very different, has lost a lot of weight. I've always been intrigued by him, but I'm not even sure he makes the team. I think the seventh-round pick that they drafted out of Arizona, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, probably beats out Jeremy McNichols. And I don't know that that's an upgrade for a rookie, but B-Rob is the same guy he was last year. Eckler's a year older and dealt with injuries and concussions. So I don't know that you can tell me running back's better. On the defensive side of the ball, D-line, better at stopping the run. I'm not sure they're better at rushing the passer, though. Linebacker, stagnant at best. Safety, I think, is worse. Corner's probably better. But I said more areas there, plus, not minus. So I will agree with the premise. They're better on paper. But I think the most important thing to point out is last year was kind of a charmed existence. You know, a lot of things went well. You're not replicating last year's turnover margin. You're not replicating last year's fourth down percentages. That's the negative. The positive is they gave up more first downs defensively on penalties than anybody else. That probably won't happen as well. So that's a positive regression that could be coming. But I think it's very, very plausible that they're a more talented team and that 12 wins is still a little bit unrealistic.
Yeah, given, again, we talked about the individual incidents, the Hail Mary, a drop two-point conversion, Malik Nabers dropping a pass, the Giants kicker getting hurt, all those fluky things that went in their direction. There were some fluky things that went against them, too, over the course of the year. But I'm saying, you add up three winning huge moments like that, and it easily can go different. Now you add in a more difficult schedule, et cetera. We also had that sort of luck quantifying matrix that guy came up with. I forget the statistician. I was trying to look that up while you were talking. That sort of, you know, talked about dropped interceptions and a number of things that are more quantifiable that went their way last year. I think regression happens in sports. You're ready for it, though. They're more talented, I think, in some of the important spots. Daniels, year two, hopefully, you know, again, obviously you brought it up, but I think health is always going to be the major question if he's available. And himself, you got a chance against anybody, which is kind of the draw. It's why I love him so much and why I think, you know, for the first time in forever, you actually have a legitimate reason for optimism is the fact that he's descended upon us and he's here. But yeah, I think what you just said is it's what I'm predicting. Now, again, preseason happens. Who knows how things are going to go. And you know, you may have a Ron Rivera charmed existence your first year where you're playing Ben DiNucci seven times somehow. But on paper right now, I think they're going to be a little bit better of a team with a worse record than they had last year.
Here's a two-parter as well. I'm going to give a positive and a negative in this regard in terms of are the Commanders going to be better than they were last year? It is very possible that the one-year deal veterans that they brought in last season that went really, really well, the old guys that they loved, that didn't get hurt. You know, that was one of the fears going in, Zach Ertz specifically, but Bobby Wagner didn't run into the wall in his case. Well, now you're a year older into your mid-30s. You're 1 year closer to 40 years old in both of those cases. It is possible that that happens this year. In other words, all of the things we said last year that we're not saying anymore, right? Like Jaden Daniels as a risk or, you know, Zach Ertz never plays a full season, and then he did. Or Bobby Wagner is at an age at that position where you start to slow down, and then he didn't. He was a second-team All-Pro, and we all wanted him back. All of that should have happened. That was correct. Bring Ertz back. Bring Wagner back. I like that. But I am saying it's not like the things we were saying 1 year ago are not relevant. In some cases, maybe even more relevant now as Ertz and Wagner are a year older. So there's the possibility that what if Ertz does miss nine games? And at tight end now, it is a lot more John Bates and Colson Yankoff or Lawrence Cager, who is at practice today, you know, is all of a sudden on the active roster. The flip side to that, though, so there's your negative. The positive would be I can make the case that a Ben Sinnott should be a lot better this year. We got Jordan McGee, the linebacker they drafted in the fifth round last year, on the show at 6 o'clock tonight, who I think is going to play a bunch off the ball this season. There's no reason to think that Jordan McGee could not be helpful in a better version of himself this season. You could throw other young guys that didn't do a ton last year, you know, into that conversation, like Luke McCaffrey as well. So maybe that fills in for some of the older players. It's the oldest team in the league, by the way.
Yep.
If, like, Eckler was amazing before the concussions and the injuries, maybe he's a little bit less amazing at the running back position with another year and more injuries under his belt. I don't know. But, like, that's all got to be factored in to this, like, football calculator that we're using.
And a lot of the guys you mentioned, the ascending guys, the younger guys, I just haven't seen it yet. So before I start penciling it in or writing it in pen, going, I predict Ben Sinnott breaks out with 30-some catches or 40 catches, and I have no idea. I have no clue. I would have loved to have seen some more from some of these guys that they're counting on for in big roles. And Marshon Lattimore is another one. I mean, that to me is the kind of fork in the road player where if he's what we saw last year, their secondary, I don't know how much better it is than it was last year when you're trotting out St. Juice, the Michael Davis, and Igbinoghene getting a ton of snaps. Like, if Lattimore's good, then I think that secondary is a lot better.
Let's go to Dez, who's in Waldorf, wants to hop in on Grant and Danny live on the fan, day one of training camp in the books for Washington. Dez, what do you make of Peters saying that the roster is much better going into this year?
Yo, I'm glad y'all finally got me on. I'm with Adam Peters on everything. What is up with you guys? What's up with all the skepticism? Adam Peters was the guy we wanted as a GM. He come in, he do all good last year. And everything this man say or do, y'all question it. Is Lattimore going to be this? Is Will Harris going to be this? And Jeremy Chen? All these questions. Where's the positivity?
Well, hang on.
Game last year, and we ain't had none of these. All y'all want is names. The Steelers, they never had.
Well, first of all, they have plenty of names, by the way. They just signed a Hall of Famer in Von Miller. They have another Hall of Famer in Bobby Wagner. They've got a guy who was going number one in fantasy drafts for years.
Had Bobby.
Hang on. I know, but you said they don't have names or people want names. They signed more names
than. You guys want names.
No.
Every position.
That's not true. I'm
going
to put
like,
you on hold because you won't let me talk. And unfortunately, it's not the Dez and Danny show. So I'll come back to you in just a second because I would like to have a conversation with you. But they've got plenty of names. I don't think the issue is that anybody wants names. In fact, that they've signed.
He was accusing us of only wanting names.
I understand what he's accusing us of. They've signed more old guy names than I would ever sign. That's not the business I would be playing. I would be signing 26-year-old non-names, okay? I wouldn't be in the business of signing 35-year-old guys who have had great careers. So that's certainly not what I'm clamoring for or asking for. But when you say, where is the positivity? I started the conversation by saying that I do think they're better and that 93% of people have voted to say that they think they're better as well. The last thing I'll say, and then I'll tag you in, Danny, and we can get back to Dez, is specific to, like, you know, the questioning of things. I think it's very reasonable to ask. Will Harris is not some all-pro safety. He's a guy that the Saints didn't bring back. You're going to hear from him in just a bit on the show. I'm interested in him, but there's no lock that he's going to be a great player. Every GM, the best GMs in the league, swing and miss constantly. You know, the Chiefs brought in Kadarius Toney. It was a debacle. They drafted, who's the guy that wears like number 24? Sky Moore or something? It was like the worst wide receiver over the last 5 years in the league. They make mistakes all the time. They're the best run team in the league. So we're trying to sift out what's going to work and what isn't. That's quite literally the gig.
They allowed a lot of yards per rush attempt last year. Is that positive or not positive? That's information. We can't hide from it. You know what I mean? When we say Will Harris is here, this is the track record, or pick a player. Luke McCaffrey had whatever it was, 19 catches, or maybe he's even less than that. That's information. All we're doing is having conversations like grownups. If you want rah-rah cheerleader radio type stuff, sorry. You know what I mean? I don't know how to provide that.
I think there's plenty of that too, by the way, when they win. But anyways, Dez, you get the last word, so you feel like they're a lot better.
I was just trying. Y'all didn't even let me finish to get to my whole point of what I was trying to
say. Well, that's why you're on the air now. Go ahead and finish.
What I was trying to say was, bro, at the end of the day, I just feel like it could be a lot more positivity. And when I listen to y'all every day. I listen to the Junkies. I listen to Linnell all the way up to 7 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. Now, only one of y'all that play professional football for the Commanders is B. Mitch. And he the only one that ain't never got a whole bunch of questions. You know what he say every time? You got the football people in the building, so let the football people make the football decisions, and we'll worry about it when the games come. But you know what I'm saying? It's like every day.
Yeah, you don't have to have played for the team though to have an informed opinion. I appreciate the phone call.
Let's see what happens when the games play. We got how many more hours do we have left? Should I just do that for three more hours today?
You could do that.
Hey, yeah. Grant, we will see what happens when the games begin.
800-636-1067, you want to hop in. You're going to hear from one of the new members of this team, Will Harris, who's going to start opposite Quan Martin at safety. The Beltway Blitz comes your way at 4 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We are blitzing in just over 10 minutes on the Fan. We'll get you all the key stories of the day from all the teams you care about on Grant and Danny. I told you I was out at camp. All of our camp coverage from Ashburn on the Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. The Commanders had a busy offseason. They brought in a bevy of veterans to help upgrade the roster. Javon Kinlaw, Von Miller, Jonathan Jones, Will Harris, Dietrich Wise, Eddie Goldman, Jacob Martin, all on the defensive side of the ball. And it was Harris, the safety, formerly of the New Orleans Saints, who I caught up with after practice today to talk about his first workout on the field in camp with his brand new team.
Kind of like back to school day, first day here with the new organization at training camp. How did everything go?
Oh, it went amazing. You know, it's always good to get back on the grass with the guys, get back to playing football, you know what I mean? Had a good break, you know, came in here during OTAs, competed, and excited to get back out here and continue that and lean into that standard that we have here and continue to build that every day.
When you hit the market this offseason, what kind of things were you looking for in a new team, and how did Washington separate themselves?
You know, to be honest, I mean, I was I was attracted here, man, from the beginning, man. I love, like I said, you know, the standard that we have here, the things that we kind of lean into here, the way guys play for each other here, you know, that love in the building, like everything, you know what I mean? It was a perfect fit, and I wish, you know, it would have happened soon, you know, it would happen soon. You know, this culture that we have here, you can't fake that. You can't duplicate that, you know what I mean? So, I'm blessed, you know, for the opportunity to be here, and I'm excited to get this team, you know, everything I have.
Was that something you noticed from afar, like in the conference? You guys played them, obviously, in New Orleans last year. You know that now from being here, but could you tell just from playing against them?
100%. I mean, that's something, like I said, you can't fake that. So, you know, even on game day on the field, that's something that you could, you know, that's tangible. You could see it, you could feel it, you know, you could hear it, you know, guys communicating, guys barking left and right, you know, guys playing with passion, guys playing with that dog, and you know what I mean? And so, and most importantly, guys playing for each other, like, you know, after great plays, after not so great plays. I mean, guys rally around each other, you know, more than I've ever seen, you know, before. So I'm lucky, and I'm very blessed, beyond blessed, to be a part of this.
New Commander safety, Will Harris, Aaron Grant, and Danny. Obviously, the safety positions changed so much over the years that you guys now do a little bit of both. I'm old enough to remember when you were a strong safety or a free safety, right?
No doubt.
But with you and Quan, how do you kind of see the tandem working, and how do you guys play off each other with your skill sets?
Right. I mean, it's amazing because, you know, the coaches do a great job of putting us, in good positions. You know, whatever they need from us, you know, we're down to do. You know, every guy in this building, you know, in the DB room, I can speak for, you know, every guy's willing to do the task, you know, whatever that may be. It's our job to come out here and give it 100% and the work and the grind and the study. And then, you know, we take the guidance from, you know, the coaches and the game plan and run with it. And it's fun, man, being out there with, you know, with the guys. So
you're known as one of the more physical players in the league at your position. In an era where contact is frowned upon in some ways, how do you go about that being your image and also toeing that line?
Well, I think it's all about, you know, technique. It's all about proper technique. If you have your technique in line, you know, you guys stay, especially now more than ever, you guys stay cognizant of that for, you know, everyone else's safety and also my safety, you know, making sure that you're playing with proper technique, keeping your head up, keeping your head out of the tackle. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, we got pads on. This is, you know, this is what we sign up for. You know what I mean? It's a physical game. It's a grueling game. And, you know, that's the part I love about it the most. You know what I mean? You can't fake that either. So as long as football still got pads, man, you're going to hear them from me. So as long as we got pads on, man, we clacking, man. That's all I know. So I'm excited about that.
Lastly, fans getting to know you a little bit for the first time. I'm going to just go rapid fire with some get-to-know-you questions here for our listeners.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Favorite food, like, you know, last meal type food.
Ooh wee. I'm gonna have to go a good steak. Yeah, for sure.
Last show or movie that you binged?
Squid Games was crazy. Yeah. That was a crazy one. I got through that one in like a day.
Who's your actor of choice?
Tom Hardy. I like Tom Hardy. He's good.
Have you seen Lawless? I think it was called, where they're like the old bootleggers, these fighting dudes.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that, but one of my favorite movies, he had a movie where he was playing himself, like he was playing like twin brothers with himself. I forgot what that movie was called, but it was...
Michael B. Jordan just did that too.
Yeah, exactly. Sinners. And Sinners. Sinners was a great movie
that
too.
That was good.
Watch that. That was an amazing one.
If you could take a skill set from another player in the league or part of their game, what would you take?
Ooh, man, I would take... I plan to do this. I want to take some of these pass rush moves off some of these guys up here, man. It look cool, man. These dudes, especially, you know, you got all these guys in front of me, man. They're technicians and, you know, in the pass rush. And, you know, I got my stuff. I got my tools, but it would be cool to, you know, be able to get on them bags with them guys and you know, and do what they do. So, but definitely going to be working on that too, just because it's just good, you know, good to train.
Appreciate you. Welcome to DC.
No doubt. I appreciate it.
Put that Will Harris answer about, as long as we got these pads on, they're going to be popping. Hang that in the Louvre for me. I loved that. I like his makeup, his personality. I'm excited about what he's going to bring physically to the back end of the defense. My questions are just based on talking to all the Saints reporters we had on. What kind of cover option is he going to be? How will he do in space when that happens? But when you bring him down in the box, I think you're going to feel him.
That's the idea, right? I don't know that you replicate all the playmaking that Jeremy Chinn had without starting to pay a pretty penny for that. They've shown they don't really want to do that at the safety spot, right? Whether it was letting Cam Kroll walk or letting Chinn go after successful runs for both of those guys. He's here basically to be a linebacker and a half. Like, he's coming downhill. He's there to hit. If you're an offensive mind, you're going to try to expose him in coverage a little bit. But, you know, it's up to Witt and Quinn and company not to allow that to happen.
Terry McLaurin's holdout is one practice in the books at this point, one day old, day two tomorrow. No signs of him changing his mind or showing up. Did you see there was a picture of him in Ashburn today doing yoga?
A post-yoga glow on Terry McLaurin.
That's right.
Yeah,
that'll be covered in our Beltway Blitz. And next hour, we'll talk about whether or not the team should actually consider trading McLaurin at some point if this holdout continues. I don't think this is in the next week or two or even three. But if we're closing in on the end of August, maybe the beginning of the season, and this holdout's still going, worst case scenario, I'm not banking on that, but if that happens, should they actually consider trading him, or is he just too valuable? You force him to show up and play begrudgingly. We'll get into that next hour right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.